USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
January report for the number of illegal immigrants encountered at the U.S.-Mexico border is set to be released soon. This, as the Biden administration continues to focus on addressing the root causes of migration. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety tells Fox News what he believes the root causes actually are.
It's much bigger than focusing on the root causes getting to those Northern Triangle countries. The root causes is the policy and also implementing the reinstatement of Mexico policy, following through with that and putting more pressure on those governments in those countries.
At least one person is dead and four others are injured following a late-night shooting in Blacksburg, Virginia. The first reports of shots fired just blocks from the Virginia Tech campus sent that school into lockdown overnight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you suffer from joint pain, knee pain, arthritis? Pick Billy Gerard for Revive One, the roll-on pain reliever. Just shake it, roll it on, and feel the relief. I love snowboarding, but my knees, they feel the pain. Revive One pain reliever changed all that. Shake it, roll it on, and I'm right back on the slopes. Gail G, she said that Revive One relieved her pain and helped her and her husband enjoy their walks again. Put an end to your pain with Revive One. Try Revive One on your pain risk-free. Go to painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland, all one word, .com. Use discount code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Revive One is so confident it'll work for you, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Go to painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is now fully approved for adult use by both the FDA and the CDC. A CDC advisory panel giving the okay late Friday, and Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave her final stamp of approval not long after that. The FDA has already gotten the green light on the vaccine earlier in the week. Pfizer's COVID vaccine won full approval in August. This latest approval comes as the CDC puts the number of fully vaccinated Americans at more than 210 million. A SWAT team and hostage negotiators are responding to reports of a man throwing objects out of a 24th floor window of Chase Tower in Houston. The downtown office building is the tallest in the city, and the window the objects are coming from is broken. There are currently no reports of any injuries. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Iowa's governor says it's time to return to normal.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th, and two websites that track COVID-19 data will be decommissioned. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The countdown to Super Bowl 56 is on, and for a lot of folks, that means stocking up on NFL gear. Customs and Border Patrol is working with Homeland Security to round up fake merchandise ahead of the big game. Agents have seized over 20,000 counterfeit Super Bowl-related items from dozens of locations already, everything from jerseys and caps to championship rings. The Los Angeles Rams host the Cincinnati Bengals in Inglewood on Sunday, February 13th. A Republican senator says he won't be watching the Olympics. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, James Grimmel has the story.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he won't be watching the Winter Olympics. WFLA Radio reports that country received heavy criticism. Rubio says he won't, quote, watch, follow, or celebrate an Olympics hosted by a totalitarian communist regime, end quote. The Biden administration announced a diplomatic boycott of the games because of China's human rights abuses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.